Second and 10 as that Tennessee defense drops back. As Long, who tried to make a diving attempt, and Mahomes, who tiptoes inside the 10. Still not down. Oh, what a run! Out of this world! Touchdown, Kansas City!
D and Davis show. All right. Sunday was conference championship, but we have to call it around here. Championship Sunday in the NFL. Titans, Chiefs, Packers, San Francisco 49ers. We're going to start off with the more, I guess you want to say, based on the score, more competitive game. That'll be the Tennessee Titans going into the KC. Kansas City, man, listen, they did their thing. 35-24, and Patrick Mahomes, the one touchdown, I can't remember, I think it was in the second quarter, alluded to pressure coming in from the defensive line for the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if it was a botched blitz. Brother just rolls out to his, believe his right, and just throws it. This is like a flick of the wrist, and just throws it downfield for like 60 yards for a touchdown. What you're seeing with Patrick Mahomes, this is only his second year in the league.
Third year starting.
What you're seeing right now, man, from a 24-year-old, is just something special. I never thought I would say that in one NFL player, well, quarterback is obviously the most important position. But what he's doing right now, man, it's just like, Ken, it's phenomenal to see him go out there and just like, it's almost like effortless what he's doing. I mean, the defense, yeah, you always kind of have questions about KC's defense. Can they just, you know what I'm saying, they're better than what they were the prior season, for the season before. They're definitely better. But you just spot this dude, as long as you hold your opponent to 21 points, 24 points, that offense got you. They could put 35 up on you in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, we've been telling you this.
I know that. I know. I'm just reiterating right now.
We've
been
saying this to you.
I know
like,
this.
D, you have to score at least 35 on them. You're like, I think you said the Titans had a chance in this.
They were winning.
They didn't have a dude. That was basically Houston, but because they can run the rock, they can take time.
Well, that was my reason why I said they had a shot.
But that's why we said they didn't.
I said they had a shot. I didn't pick them to win it.
They couldn't score enough. And listen, this wasn't pure unfurled Patrick Mahomes either. Mm-hmm. Like, they couldn't score enough, and it was going to be that ass. And it was that ass. Listen, yeah. That was a funny thing, sitting there talking over Lawrence Crib. Patrick Mahomes, I call him affectionately Baby Goat. But the funny thing is, in football, there are chances to see generationally better players. There will be a quarterback better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it always happens.
Yeah, but compared to like Jordan and LeBron, yeah, there will be someone better than them, but it'll take a longer amount of time for that type of skill set for you to be able to do that, especially if you're playing both sides of the ball. Listen, phenomenal game. After the Baltimore was knocked out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. And it's going to be good. I know it's still, we got to see what the 49ers will do. But it's time for Andy Reid to finally get his Super Bowl victory, to cement his career. And with this great career that we're seeing there, Patrick Mahomes, a player that had a knee injury and is running more now after that knee injury during the season.
How about the run for the touchdown?
Yeah.
It's funny. I felt the game was over at that point.
Because
it was,
if he's doing that,
it was so emotional.
And the onslaught's
right
coming.
Before 11 seconds before the half, and you know they're getting the ball back again. Like
the onslaught is coming. The floodgates are about to start opening up because you know once they get rolling, there's nothing you could do. He has great weapons on the outside that he definitely benefits from. But
to take the lead in that game at halftime, it was like that's what the Titans
neither one of the teams scored in the third quarter. But once again, in fourth quarter, they put up 14-1.
Who can put those passes in the windows that he puts them in? Like I love hearing the Favre comp. That's what you hear a lot of because I feel like Favre has always been disrespected. for how great he was. I feel like nationally, I think, especially because we didn't have the internet then, I think people got on to Brett Favre, I won't say late, but he was already great when nationally they started to give him his props.
Yeah,
and we had been here while I watched him throw picks when he first started starting.
That was the that was a knock on him.
Yeah, for the Magic Man. But still, it, the thing is this. How many games did Brett Favre lose with his arm? Like, when people say that, they make it seem like there were a ton of games he threw the pack out. There really wasn't. Like, yeah, he made it throwing a pick, but usually he got your ass back or it was something. It was rarely like you never were really like, they lost because of Brett. That wasn't what was taking place there.
And it happened all the time.
Yeah, so that's, I think the
only
narrative.
Only later in his career, really, when he threw those four pick games.
But I think the narrative is what I'm saying. I think is somewhat unfair because, again, there's not as much tape since we weren't in this era where you could just click on a mouse and pull up stuff like that.
I mean, listen,
Mahomes has no fear in that pocket. That's what I really like about him.
Well, I mean, his composure look how much time he has, though. That offensive line is
horrible. I mean, he hasn't really gone up against a good pass rush in these playoffs.
He will.
He will now, though.
But I think he'll be, he's so cool and calm. Like, he doesn't care. And he'll play whatever way in the pocket, outside the pocket. It doesn't matter to him.
Well, that's the thing. This was kind of cool about the situation. Like I said before, he's only 24 years old. So he's just out there balling. He's just having fun right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's definitely skilled. He's definitely smart. He knows what to do.
Oh, yeah. It's more than that. I mean,
yeah, it's more than that. But picks. he's just balling right now. But he don't throw interceptions.
But that's what's more than balling. That's
exactly
him. That's
right.
Him. Being able to read the coverages and knowing
he knows what's happening.
Yeah, so this is not just like off of luck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
a
student, and he's also showing with his elite talent level what he can accomplish also.
The dude rarely throws interceptions.
That's the crazy part. For you to throw as, especially like last year, for
that's
the touchdown,
nuts.
For you to throw that many touchdowns, and like usually you're thinking the guy's gonna have 10 interceptions at least. And no, the man is protecting the ball. Props to him. I want this to last 15 more years. I'm going to enjoy this as I age out, watching him be the older gentleman in the league. It's definitely a bright future in the NFL right now, and he seems like – it's not even seems. He's at the head of it, and due to the fact that I'm not trying to diss him, Lamar Jackson does it with his legs. Pat Mahomes can run some, but he does it with his arm. You know that it's going to allow him to last a lot longer if he has any injuries to his wheels.
He's the best quarterback in the league right now, right?
It's not even a question. Oh,
he's
not
the best
quarterback in the league last year.
Because they're primed, I think. The defense is – I mean, if the defense can stop the run – like they did with Derrick Henry, it's going to be tough for San Francisco to win that game because the Chiefs are going to put up points. But yeah, I don't care how good
Kyle
that defense
Shanahan
is
in the scheme. Because when you're running with Derrick Henry, they have the most physical offensive line in the Titans. Those guys, they come in with bats and brass knuckles. Like they get off the rock. But and I'm not trying to diss them. I don't think it's as much as the scheme all the time. It's also because the physicality and Derrick Henry being physical and fast when he can get his speed up. Now you're talking about a team that is schematically can run the ball on
their
butt.
Yeah.
So that like now like it's going to be a little bit trickier to stop the run because
getting Chris Jones back.
75% of their plays this season on offense have been run plays.
Run plays.
Well, they do a ton of motion. They do that Rams thing where we run it. Everybody's flowing this way, so we throw it the opposite.
He knows
on the weak side.
San Fran knows exactly who they are. They know what to do. The only question is, as I said before, Jimmy Garoppolo got to be able to go out.
Yeah, it's
going to
come down to make some throws.
And that's why, I mean, we'll get to our picks later. I just want to do it next week. But that's why it's going to be very tough for San Francisco to win that game because you can't have Jimmy Garoppolo. How many times he threw the ball?
Eight.
He threw the ball eight times.
That's
not in this NFL and not against
completed
that guy.
Six for 77 yards against Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, Patrick Mahomes might throw
$100 million.
He might throw eight completions over 40 yards in hell one quarter. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? He's just that offense with him. It's just that explosive. He's almost thrown for 10,000 yards in three seasons.
Two.
Start right. He
started week 17, year one.
Yeah, I'm adding all his numbers up. I'm adding all his numbers up. 9,412 yards.
But it's going to be games played.
Yeah, so he has 31 games played, 9,412 yards. He's thrown 76 touchdowns and only 18 interceptions.
Well, part of what's making
some
him so great.
Some dudes do that in half of a season.
But part of what's making it so great is having all these weapons around. We'll see you in time when he gets
but he makes them 100. Even better.
No, without a doubt. I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens when you don't have as much talent around you and you have $100 million, because right now he's on that rookie contract.
Very true.
And you have Hall of Famer, basically, Travis Kelce's on that track. Tyreek Hill is the most special weapon right now in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder he's putting up yards. He's got so much talent, and like you said, he makes talent better.
He makes them better. That's the one thing that's so crazy about having a great quarterback. Like growing up, I always my favorite quarterback I think I've ever seen, besides Peyton, Peyton was just great on the during the regular season. I love when I was a kid watching John Elway play, because John Elway made them guys. How many times did he go Super Bowl? Seven times? Or was it five times? Five? No, three times he lost, two times last time. The first three, he took them on his back. Legit. That defense was the stout.
Yeah.
But John Elway took that franchise to three Super Bowls. He got their asses whooped in all three of them damn near.
But he
took them there.
He had Shannon for like one of those early three.
Man, I'm with you. Man, John Elway was a man. I love watching John Elway.
Steve Young. Definitely. I mean, Randall Cunningham. I love John Elway.
Yeah.
I had them winning that first one. I picked them at the beginning of the year to win that year. I was thinking about it this past week. But I would say probably out of all of them, my favorite was probably Steve Young. Yeah, accuracy, the athleticism.
But we think both of those guys was athletic guys who can get the ball down there strong, can run, can throw, all that. So, in a sense, we're still talking about
similar quarterbacks.
But you look at Patrick, and it's like, he's not even in his prime yet.
No.
Think about that. He's not even in his prime. Think about when this cat gets like 28, 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, like you said, Ryan, we don't know where the talent's going to be at around him, because they only mentioned going to have to pay him. So whoever's the GM, head coach at that time, then we're going to see, okay, can you put guys around him to continue to flourish?
First big deal, he's going to start taking less money. I bet you have to get that first big deal after.
Maybe.
Because you got to remember,
can they sign him this year?
Tyreek Hill, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Tyreek,
I mean, you can sign whenever you want.
Right, yeah.
Tyreek Hill is paid. They gave Tyreek Hill's contract. I don't know when Kelce's deal runs out, but Tyreek is already signed. They can draft running backs.
Yeah, you can running back down.
They can draft running back, especially the fact that it's not going to be eight in the box.
Right.
So, clearly.
And you got to get an offensive line. You know, he's mobile, and he can definitely do it without an offensive line. Mm-hmm. But if you keep him upright.
Yeah.
Because he's not like a freaky really athlete talking. Like Lamar Jackson. He was standing in the pocket and picky apart. But if he need to take off on you.
He got the wheels to do it.
He got the wheels to do
it. Let's just say what? He's the
fourth or fifth most mobile?
Seventh, maybe most mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, seventh probably at worst.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I would say somewhere.
I mean, you got Lamar up there.
He's deceptively fast and everything.
And then from there, is there a pure runner?
Because
like Deshaun Watson's there.
Yeah.
I would say Deshaun.
But I think he's better.
Russell Wilson is more rugged.
Russell kind of came back a little bit, but he can't.
But I'm just talking about mobile, move around and throw it. Or
you got Mitch
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Mitch.
You want to throw Aaron in there?
You got Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah, Josh Allen, yeah.
Aaron's starting to come back, though.
But I think Mahomes is probably faster than Josh Allen.
Maybe.
It's close.
You're right.
Josh Allen is a good runner.
He's a really good runner.
But again, it kind of goes along with this Deshaun Watson thing with it. Josh Allen's so rugged that he's going to drag you with him, too.
Very true.
I prefer baby goat not to even try that. It's like,
no, I love how he runs.
Sir.
He runs like Russell Wilson, really. I mean, just that's setting
slide,
up that.
That baseball influence. It's that baseball influence. They know.
You
how
know,
to slide.
You guys talked about Young and Elway. I love those guys because they beat the Packers over and over.
Good segue, man.
So, how about this? You were feeling those Packers before this.
Yeah,
game.
You were.
It was my heart. It wasn't my mind.
No, I know you didn't pick them.
You thought that,
but you thought something might happen there.
Yeah, you thought Aaron Rodgers was gonna go back out there, take down a franchise who they should have picked over Alex Smith. He should be a 49er.
That was what I hoped.
Now he's like 2-4 against them all time.
49ers. Yeah, so bad.
In the NFC Championship, he's 1-4.
Yeah, I thought A Rod was gonna be able to put. I wanted to think that A Rod still had his full A Rod capabilities. Hey, Father Time is undefeated. I'm not saying that he's.
But you know what, Ken?
Yeah, he threw two picks.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys this.
I kept saying this over the year.
Mm-hmm.
That Packers team was nothing to go home to say like, oh man, they can win a championship. Granted, it's the NFL; anything can happen. But they were the worst team out of all four.
But it's been the best Packer team probably since they won the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So,
or at least when they lost to Russell Wilson. Okay, and in the only point I'm
making, they should have won that game. They should have. It should have been San Francisco and Seattle.
The point that I'm saying is, if he is as exceptional as, I say baby goat, to me he's big old goat.
Mm-hmm.
As far as best, not the greatest career, but
really, you know, his best. Physically, just because of all physically?
Physically is the best. I mean, that's not just physically. Really? Smarts-wise.
Well, part of it is that touchdown-interception ratio, which Patrick Mahomes does too.
Yeah.
So, real quick, let's stop right here. Mm-hmm. So, what you mean that, because I hear a lot of people say this, and I totally disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, are you adding up his mobility and his passing?
Of course. His mobility and his arm. That's just his passing his arm. That's not, like, don't forget, when he first hit the scene, it was like, whoa. Shorty can run, and that arm is...
Yeah, he has...
It was blazing.
Maybe I'm stuck in my times. I think I would still take John Elway over Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, hell to the
You dog. Wouldn't?
Hell no. But Rodgers' football IQ...
Are we just saying just physically?
No, I'm saying if I had to choose one of them...
John Elway had a rocket and he could move too.
I don't think...
John Elway was... No.
I don't think his football IQ as early on as Aaron Rodgers was as high as
Now, Brendan, remember now, he sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre up there. For a long time. John Elway was like, hey, Yankees, I come play with y'all. He came out to shoot because he didn't want to play for the Colts.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think his acumen was as high as Aaron Rodgers. Like, man, Aaron Rodgers? Man, boy.
Man, John Elway was bad, man.
I'm not saying he wasn't, but Aaron Rodgers, I'm not saying it's not a schism between them, but if you're asking me who I had to pick, it would be Aaron Rodgers. The only problem with Aaron Rodgers is how he plays along with others. But you can actually say that about Elway too, because Elway could be a jerk.
Yeah,
too.
He could. Yeah, all right.
If I had my druthers, it's gonna be Aaron Rodgers, because one, I think he ages out. Aaron Rodgers is gonna age out better than Elway because Terrell Davis carried his ass.
It's gonna happen. That's gonna happen up there in Green Bay.
I still bet you, Aaron.
You see Jones back there in the backfield.
But
it's
you still Aaron's gonna be able to sit there and even like Favre. If you think about how Favre ended, Favre was killing it, except for that last final year in Minnesota. Yeah. The year before, they had AP in the background, in the backfield. He was the man.
Yeah,
I'm saying that Rodgers is going to be more similar to that than Elway. Just like, carry me, TD. Carry me to the promised land, baby, please.
But does it bother you? Like, I'm with you. I think Aaron's the most talented. I'm not going to argue against – well, other than maybe Patrick Mahomes. We'll see down the road
a little bit. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's Patrick Mahomes. I think he's better than Aaron Rodgers in terms of physical gifts. That's just me. But
no, that's the facts.
It's fine. But the thing that bothers me, he only has one Super Bowl. That really bothers me. And only one appearance.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but
Parsons. 1-3 in the NFC Championship. I know.
His coach was Mike McCarthy.
It's not all on him.
Yeah.
But I feel like he is one of the ultimate benefactors. He gets so much credit with so little.
But he did so much for what that team they had up there.
I agree. I don't want to make it sound like A-Rod is overrated or something. They only
start spending money this season.
Yeah. They had horrible drafts for years and years
and
years.
And they weren't picking up anybody. And they weren't even adding anybody to the offense. Like, even if we just, like... Who have they brought in, not the last 2 years, let's go 3 years ago, outside of Devontae growing, that really helped him?
I'm with you.
Like, even Jimmy Graham hasn't helped.
Yeah, Graham. Graham's been there for two seasons?
It be kind of both? Can it be that he hasn't had a lot of help, but he hasn't been quite that man also?
I don't feel like he had failure. This year, I think you can, and again, that pass rush was on. I think this year you can point towards him. How many times were they losing because of him? Let's not forget us being here in the NFC North. He's been banged up outside of this year, the previous years.
He's
come back.
Yeah.
Remember last year, the Bears basically killed him in the first game, and he played through it.
He almost make the playoffs one year, but he was out for a while.
His offensive line, he was the most hit quarterback. For majority of his young prime, he was the most hit quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah,
most sack quarterback.
I don't want to attack him.
But that's what I'm saying. I think because Green Bay NBA has such an exalted status that we don't really sometimes look at the players that are on the field. Dog, even when they were bringing in players, they brought in he still performed well. I know he got a defensive player award, but they brought in what people thought was a washed Charles Woodson, right? They only had Clay, and Clay was in a blink shot. They brought in old-ass Peppers.
Isn't that the year they had Charles Woodson, they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That was his only ring, though, right?
I guess it's just that one, because we talk about John Elway has two, Ben Roethlisberger has two, like Eli has two, Peyton has two.
Ben has been to four Super Bowls?
No, he's been to three.
Three Super Bowls and won two of them.
He lost to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. The first one, Ben didn't do anything. He just was a game manager.
I know.
All right, that's like the Tom Brady first one. Aaron didn't have that opportunity where he can just be a game manager. Like, you got times where even with Russell Wilson, the first one, when he basically was still a game manager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when we're saying, like, he has been – it's been on him. It's always been on him to overcompensate for what that team lacked.
Well, I think these
other players
agree.
At least had defenses sure. that allowed them to sit there and be like, just be like Jimmy Garoppolo in the 49ers game this past weekend.
I just think it's so important that he gets the second. Otherwise – I think we have to hold that a little against him.
You going
to
hold him like you do with Drew Brees, only having one?
No, yeah, a little
bit.
He's
better than Drew Brees.
He's definitely better than
Drew Brees. He's better than Drew Brees.
Drop his ass.
But there's a little bit. Drop his ass. There's a little bit, I feel like there.
Yeah. Drop his ass in New Orleans. One, they wouldn't have a fear that they had to go through the dome.
Boy.
They wouldn't be like, we got to play through the dome because we get outside and get windy. He'd be like, we don't care. We got A-Rod.
And that's also, true. The 49ers beat the Packers 37-20.
But, boy, I think the Packers, they've... I want to know where you guys think they're going in the future because they're not far off because they have Rodgers, they got Jones, they got Adams.
But they got defense just got.
They got to get another. They got to get another receiver.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like they need a linebacker makeover. They need a defensive lineman. They need an offensive lineman. They need another receiver.
They need a lot.
Or tight end.
I mean, listen, also, too. Yeah, the Bears didn't have a good year. They went 8-8. A game here or there. Maybe they won 10-11 games. Okay. You have Minnesota. Who was a wild card team? No, they didn't win. They won a game, but they're still going to be there. This Detroit, you never know what the hell's going to happen with Detroit. But this is a top heavy division in the NFC North, so you don't know exactly what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. You just ran down Ryan. They have a ton of things they need to address. Although they just went 13-3, but they still have things to address.
Because how long do you think Rodgers is going to play for?
At least 4 years.
He's 35?
36.
36 years old?
Just turned 36.
He'll probably play for another 3 or 4 years. Elite all three, four of those years?
Well,
I don't know. I don't peg him as being one of those dudes like I want to just keep playing until like the wheels fall off. I can see him.
Really?
Like,
I think he is that guy.
For sitting at first.
He's
already kind of sick.
I think he loves football. You're going to have to drag
him off
the
field. I'm not saying he doesn't, but also I can.
Back some of those years he was behind Favre.
No doubt. But I can also see him. He seems like the kind of cat that can understand what's in front of him for some odd reason. You see,
what's in front of him? He's going to be living on a farm with, what's her name?
Danica
Patrick. No. I'm saying in the sense of football wise, because like I said before, this isn't
he got
as
a
if.
A fresh contract, y'all, last year.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But no, I'm saying he's not gonna be one of them cats like, yeah, I'm gonna play until I'm like 44, 45 years old.
I think he'll try to go to 40. I think he'll try to go to 45.
Yeah, I see him going
really?
To 41.
I don't think he's gonna stop until he can.
When is his contract?
But I'm saying if he's healthy and still physically giving, he's gonna keep going. I don't think he's gonna stop.
He's breaking down slightly now.
I agree, but I'm just saying.
I'm not arguing with you. Depending on if he leaves because it's in the cold, you're up in Green Bay, that gets harder.
He's royalty up there, though.
That gets harder when, especially since Brett Favre ruined it by going.
His contract is up when he turns 39 years old.
Yeah, so he'll get like two extensions in. It'll be kind of what we see with Breeze right now.
So that would just mean that the Packers, I feel like this is a really big draft for them coming up.
I agree with you.
Like, I don't know how much money they have. Free agency wise,
they don't. They spent a lot of it.
Yeah, and
they spent a lot on their defense.
Smith brothers and Amos.
Yeah,
went in. They spent a lot of money last year.
So they gotta supplement through the draft. That's been their thing. And I wonder
they're picking at the bottom of the draft. Back in the draft too.
All right. So what y'all think about San Francisco, man? Going into the Super Bowl, going up against KC. Jimmy Garoppolo, as we said before, will have to throw the ball more than 8 times. They did the running back. I'm blanking on the running back's name right now.
Raheem
Mostert. Yes. ran second time in NFL history a running back has run for that many yards. And
I thought Derrick Henry was going for those numbers.
No, he did not. About four touchdowns in there. You had that defense. You have Kittle, the tight end, man. They having fun out there in San Francisco. Obviously, I think Ryan and I both picked it was going to be KC versus San Francisco. And I was saying before, I think this is probably the best logical story for the NFL. You have one of the best defense, best run teams in the NFL going against this high-powered offense. We get the chance to see exactly.
Old school versus new school.
Yeah, we get to kind of see exactly. Can Patrick Mahomes stand up against that front four? Can San Francisco being able to keep up with the offensive juggernaut that's the Kansas City Chiefs? I think personally this is probably the best outcome that we can have when it comes to Super Bowl this year.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Who do you think would have been better going against KC?
Green Bay.
No.
Oh, man, they would have blown them out the water. They would have ran them out the yard.
I mean, because
we'd be like, Aaron, who?
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
San Francisco go put up 24 points on you without a blink of an eye, it was 24 to nothing, what can you expect KC to do?
But this is what I'm saying. I meant if everything was everything and how I thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to put him on his back, that to have those two quarterbacks duel at the peak would have been, that's prime, like, again, it's not going to be bad, but ain't nobody like, man, I can't wait to get to that Russian.
No, right? I'm just saying.
Russian that rock, baby. Like, no.
But this is going to be Patrick Mahomes' biggest test, probably best test against this San Francisco.
This was the toughest opponent left for him.
Yeah, this is what you want to see.
Okay, I'm not, but again, if they get up, or think about it like this. The last two games, teams have gotten up early on KC. The dread of this game. What if KC goes up early on them? The game
is over.
We got to find out about Jimmy G.
No,
we already know.
You know how we know about Jimmy G? His coach only let him throw it 8 times.
Hey.
That lets you know a lot about Jimmy G.
I think that if they felt he needed to throw, they'd be okay with that.
They'd be okay. It's not what they want.
No, it's not what they want.
So
because they know who they
but
are.
But it's not like the Titans with Tannehill. If they knew that Tannehill had to throw it a lot, I think the
Niners.
Tannehill led the league in QBR.
I think I would trust Tannehill to throw the ball.
That might be a fake stat.
But come on.
I'm not trying to say Jimmy's great.
His QB accuracy was through the roof since Tannehill took the job from Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, but
there were games where he had to throw the ball.
Yeah.
So like you can't.
But he wasn't going to do it in that playoff.
Just off of this season, you can't put them in the same boat because Tannehill has had to come there and rescue the season for that team. Like
they were 500.
Well, so did Jimmy.
No, but Jimmy's been there. But
true.
Again, Tannehill, and I know Derrick Henry is the engine, but Tannehill was the switch that got them a capable quarterback who at points exceeded that. Let's not forget A.J. Brown. Like Tannehill.
See, that's what I think Jimmy is, though. I think he's the switch for that 49ers team. If he's on and playing great, that's when we see them explode and just be.
But they should.
But he has.
They should.
But he has.
He has at times this year.
But again, Tannehill has done that more.
I know. I'm not saying between them.
But to your point, you say you wanted to see Aaron Rodgers go up against Patrick Mahomes.
I want to see
that would have been ugly.
I want to see goat on goat, like baby on baby.
It would have been. That would have been the goat versus the donkey.
Because that Packers team needs another.
That Packers team can't hang with them.
I don't know.
They need another receiving option.
Hang with them, King.
That's not. But listen, that y'all also are saying that Kansas City has the same defense as the 49ers. They don't have four first rounders on their front line. So you're not. When we keep saying that, you're not going to get the same defensive pressure. KC's
no,
not
I agree
same.
With that.
So it's
I
not. It's that. Not. This, it's not apples to apples to where we can just be like, man, they would just obliterate.
I'm talking about the simple fact that their offenses.
I mean,
I think
Houston
KC
went up on them by 20 points again.
But we saw what happened the next two quarters.
How did Houston get some? Of
I know
those
special
points.
Teams is on special. Yeah, but only point that I'm making is we've seen two teams go up on Kansas City. They're susceptible. It can happen. So when we're talking about the best defense in the playoffs, yeah, they beat up Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying they can do the exact same to Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not going to say that they're not going to be good against Patrick Mahomes. Again, I'm saying I would rather see a QB duel than see a running team against a passing team who, if that passing team jumps out on them early, this game is over.
But see, like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand.
And I don't think it's necessarily wrong, but I think the Kansas City defense, we know kind of where they're at. I don't know how the Packers would stop KC's offense. I really don't.
Yeah, that's my
I really don't see it. Because they can't stop the run. We know that. and stopping the pass.
Lucky, I mean, Andy Reid doesn't like to do that as much.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah, but he likes running the ball pretty well.
And if he runs it well, I mean, who cares if Damian Williams has it? As long as you get the run game, it doesn't matter who gets the yards necessarily, unless your passing game is predicated on the running back because of play action.
Yeah. And listen, I will say this much, because I don't know we want to give our predictions. I do think this game is
going to be... Let's give early predictions.
Yeah, I do think this game is going to be a closer to what people expect coming off seeing, as Ken had to call him Baby Goat. I'm just calling him Mahomes. Because Patrick. He's on a first name basis Patrick. Right now. Patrick.
Patty?
That's it. When you talk about Patrick Mahomes, just say Patrick.
Hey, Patty.
You just know who he's talking about. We say Patrick. He's on that level right now.
He not that yet.
Oh, brother.
You'd be like, Patrick. Like, because nobody.
Thomas?
People call him Mahomes. Like, if you say Mahomes, yeah. But I'm just like, Patrick.
I think he on that level now, man.
Like, I don't still think it. And again, this is going to be a throwback. When I hear Patrick, I still think about Patrick Ewing.
Really?
Yeah, like who's a Pat? Or he just said Danica. Like, there's so many Patrick. Like,
ain't that me, Patrick?
There's no. I don't feel like there's a given Patrick.
Hold on. Yeah. If he wins a title, he'll be the first Patrick to win a title, and maybe he'll claim the name.
I don't feel like there's enough
registered trademark.
I don't feel
Danica
like
Danica didn't win. Patrick Ewing didn't win, so they couldn't solidify the Patrick.
Listen, I think San Francisco's defense is going to be able, because they're the only ones who can rush that front four and can get there. But that offensive line for KC, man, the brother.
And the mobility.
He has time.
But even if he doesn't have time, if he picks the right spots to step up and move around, I mean, you got to have the other guys coming.
Because they're dropping everybody else. You would think you would have one of those linebackers spying on them, obviously.
But then right away, now you've got six guys in coverage instead of seven. So you're already weak. And if you have to bracket both sides, because he keeps getting outside the pocket, now you only got five guys back there. It's like how quickly things can change for them in this game if they're not
when
prepared.
When was the last quarterback we talked about like this? Was it Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, probably Aaron Rodgers, especially after 2010, after he had that magical playoff run.
Aaron Rodgers. A brief time.
Russell Wilson, maybe?
Carson Wentz 2 or 3 years ago, that MVP season, he went to 13 games.
I think we talked about this with Drew when they went through their run down in New Orleans.
Maybe Russell.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought Drew was sweet, but not like that. I think the only guy, I think, because he jumped, it was like, whoa. That second year with Patrick, Carson Wentz, it was like, the year before, Shorty was sweet, but it was like, when he was running the rock and throwing it, it was like, damn, he just jumped in front of some
cats. I mean, I don't want to.
Are you saying like Dan Marino went Super Bowl second season?
Well, he went to the Super Bowl his first season, didn't he?
No, second.
Second season. No, I mean, I don't want to obviously look over the unanimous MVP, but the current, I think, who's going to win the MVP, Lamar Jackson, in the year that he had. Think about it like that. That's even scarier, too. Because let's just say if Lamar just kind of, I ain't saying he's going to be on the same level, but let's say if he kind of just settles down and kind of like really figure things out, because he's just.
And then you throw in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Deshaun right now, I think he's there mentally. It's the fact that his head coach just sucks. Mm-hmm. And they can't keep him upright. If he was on a squad.
They got a new defensive coordinator, though.
Well, they got rid of
Romeo.
So if they was able to just kind of figure things out there with the magician, as they like to call him. Obviously, you got Deshaun Watson. You look at Lamar Jackson. You just waited for that raw talent to kind of be formed into something. I don't know if John Harbaugh is a dude to do it, but we'll see what happens. And then you already have Andy Reid, you got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you got three guys right there that you could possibly say.
If Bill Belichick gets another quarterback?
What if Belichick get him a black quarterback?
He seems like he'd be cool with that.
Absolutely
he would. I was saying he wasn't. He see those wheels and you don't think he'd be like, boy, if I can get my hands on some of the wheels.
Well, you know what? Hey, how about this? What if, or could it happen if Bill Belichick went down there to New Orleans and told Bridgewater to come up to New Orleans? I mean, to New England.
I heard another one, Taysom Hill. What if he went to New Orleans and tried to get Taysom Hill?
That's too much gimmick. Too much gimmicks.
Well, supposedly
he's
been compared to Steve Young by his head coach.
Steve Young was more... But it's the thing, though, with Hill. We haven't seen him.
And we haven't seen him have a full game.
If that was the case, Bridgewater wouldn't have been the dude who played those five games. It would have been Hill.
Great point.
So, and I think Hill is a, not saying he's not a, he's obviously a great football player. He's doing it down. And he's, but he's so much gimmicky. Yeah, I don't want to say he's off the tree of Cordell Stewart, but he's gimmicky. I would be interested to see what would, like, Belichick do with a Teddy Bridgewater.
But Bridgewater is just a, just kind of like a West Coast quarterback, like throw it, no, not a ton of mobility, not downfield. Yeah, they but I wonder if Bill wants something else. Wants some, because he always
he
reinvents
just
himself.
Last year.
Yeah, but he had Tom. Is Teddy Bridgewater Tom? I don't know.
No, he's definitely not that, but I'm not saying. But
no, I'm saying right now.
I
just right now.
Listen, I don't. Listen, I have my drawers with Tom Brady. You know, although he has six championships, you can't really argue against him. But it's not saying this dude is like freaking, you know, Patrick Mahomes. He's not that.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give it to him because of the rings. With the 9 Super Bowls and 1-6.
But that's why I wonder if that. Bill maybe says, you know what? Let me get one of these mobile types.
Dude, he was willing to throw time out on the streets for Jimmy Garoppolo.
A guy that only passed the ball 8 times this past weekend.
He was, wanted Jimmy G to stay there because I think he knows what he wants.
He knows that he can throw against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Would you take Teddy Bridgewater over Jimmy G?
No.
Yes.
Really?
I would.
I would not.
Yeah. If you're telling me now, if you're saying now for years, no, right now I would probably take Teddy Bridgewater over him because Teddy Bridgewater has been leaned on to be a guy that has to go out there and do more. And where Jimmy G, we can see they're kind of just like, man, just
he's a game manager. Yeah, just do it. Which is nothing wrong with that.
But Teddy's a game manager too.
No. Teddy did more than he was more than a game manager.
No, he wasn't game managing those five games, Ryan.
No, I mean he was playing.
Ryan, you yourself said that they should probably stick with Teddy when we were sitting there talking about him on Drew Brees.
I'm not trying to hate on Teddy, but I think Jimmy's better than Teddy. Jimmy's been to a Super Bowl. Come on. We gotta give him some credit.
He's been to Super Bowl on the bench.
No, he's been to the Super Bowl right now. He took his team to the Super Bowl.
No, he's
yeah, very true.
Teddy's never done that.
Been to a Super Bowl. He's going to a Super Bowl.
Fine, but he's been there too, right?
No.
Not with us backup?
No, that doesn't count.
Fine. Doesn't count.
Was he gone by then?
No, he was there.
He was there? He was the backup when they went to the Super Bowl they lost?
He goes against Philadelphia. Every other year, dude.
He was on that team when they went to Philadelphia? I thought he was gone.
Doesn't matter because Ken's right. It doesn't count. But he's taking the team to the Super Bowl.
Massive brawl breaking news. Massive brawl breaks out at the end of Kansas State game.
Look at you with the college news.
Now, Bill Self couldn't get control
we
of it.
We couldn't
that,
even
huh?
watch U of I. And now you're telling
us
the college
news. Oh, you're talking about Kansas State. Oh, because they fighting?
Because it's real basketball.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. The illustrious Kansas State Wildcats, baby.
I know,
baby.
Right? What is Kansas ranked?
Third.
Yeah. Okay.
Right about
that. I know it was like 4 or 5.
That's real basketball on one side of the court.
Wait. They got your coach.
No, not my coach.
Okay, I'm just saying where that school's coach. So you pay that proper respect. He said, I want to go.
I have a friend who does not like the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Whenever he hears his name, he says, he ain't my boss. That's how I feel about Bruce Weber right now. He ain't my coach.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Two former Illini coaches. Down there playing against each other. Line I couldn't keep no damn body.
Yeah, I forgot Bruce Weber trading that treacherous trade.
He was the one who took him to the championship. Like,
yeah, but that was Bill Self's team.
It was Bill Self's team. I understand that.
All right, coming up next, we're going to go up for grabs with Ryan Bukovsky, Den Davis.